This is Sports Tonight.
Well, welcome to Sports Tonight. You got two unfamiliar faces, but I'm so excited. If you like volleyball, this is the show to watch. I have been begging for this, Lindsay, for seven solid months. We finally made it happen. I'm Sean Gables, by the way.
And I am Lindsay Basie. I'm an executive producer here at Atlanta News First.
Yeah, we are just minutes away from a different battle on the hardwood. It's a new kind of March Madness that volleyball fans are hoping will permanently become a part of the sports landscape right here in Georgia. Welcome to Atlanta News First and Peachtree TV Sports Network. We have worked so hard to bring professional indoor volleyball to Georgia sports fans. And finally, for the first time, Atlanta's newest professional sports team, the Atlanta Vibe, can be seen for free on Peachtree TV and our sports network covering Albany, Augusta, Columbus, Macon, and Savannah, Georgia. You can watch Peachtree Sports Network in Atlanta on channel 17.2. We're also on Spectrum, Xfinity, and YouTube TV. This is exciting, Lindsay.
Super exciting. It is.
Pro volleyball is officially on TV in the entire state for Georgia for free. If you can't make it to Gas South Arena in Duluth, our fans, we got you covered. And we even have it for those of you who are glued to your smartphones. We've got an app for that too. Go to the Apple Store or Google Play on your phone. Download Atlanta News First to stay up to date on all things Atlanta Vibe. It's our free streaming platform. And I need you to text a friend right now. We need you to subscribe to our platforms. We want you to watch Atlanta Vibe Pro Volleyball on our streaming platforms, including YouTube TV, Roku, Apple TV. But Lindsay, we're going to talk all things volleyball in this special Sports Tonight pregame show. This is going to be a roller coaster ride because, number one, neither one of us are sports analysts. We volunteered to do this because, one, you played volleyball, yep. And you still do.
I do. That's right. I don't want to age myself, but I've been playing for about 25 years from third grade. Oh, I aged myself. I did it.
You're just a baby. You're still a baby. You don't look it.
Well, thank you. Thank you. But all the way up through college, I coached for 8 years. I reffed for a couple years, and I still play regional, national tournaments. Even in my old age, I'm still at it. But yeah, we know volleyball here.
And you still play beach. That's one of your big things. Because we talk about indoor volleyball, what Atlanta mm-hmm. Vibe does, but beach volleyball is huge in the state of Georgia.
It is. Yeah. Actually, surprisingly, adult play, youth, college, we have so many levels here. What I see at the adult age is Metro Atlanta is huge on grass volleyball. Did you know that?
No, and I didn't even know you can play volleyball on grass. Mm-hmm. I typically associate it with the hardwood court that you see on a basketball at basketball games mm-hmm. or in the sand on the beach. But grass volleyball is a legit sport as well.
Yeah. No, here, I mean, my friends are playing right now. They set up nets and just play. During the week, on the weekends, there's grass tournaments. I have one coming up in 2 weeks, I think. So there's indoor, there's grass, there's beach, a lot of volleyball. So we have plenty to talk about for the next half hour.
For the next half hour, we're going to deep dive into what is the brand new professional sports team in Atlanta, Atlanta Vibe, but also just the whole landscape of how volleyball is quickly becoming the fastest growing sport, not only in Georgia, but in the entire country. This is statistically proven with data that a lot of kids are coming away from traditional sports like basketball, track and field, soccer, and they are choosing volleyball as a sport. In the state of Georgia right now, you have middle school volleyball, you have high school volleyball, you have club volleyball, and now we're on the cusp of potentially seeing boys volleyball in the state of Georgia escalate to the point where it's growing and the interest in the sport is so big that the Georgia High School Association is now on the cusp of considering to possibly make boys volleyball a varsity sport in the state, which if you go to any other state in the country, Georgia is somewhat behind the needle when it comes to the development of the sport of volleyball. But If you go anywhere else across the country, boys volleyball is a varsity sport. It may soon be here in the state of Georgia.
Yeah, and it's already here for club. There's a lot of club teams that have boys, youth, and adult boys volleyball. So we're almost there. We're getting so close. And as you said, it's being taken up as a topic. So we're here to talk about it, and we're getting ready for Vibe.
Right.
Tonight.
Vibe Volleyball. This is one of the premier creme de la creme sports for women's professional sports. Typically in the U.S., these players who would have very successful careers in D1 NCAA volleyball, they would have to leave the U.S. in order to have a professional career to play volleyball. But the Pro Volleyball Federation wanted to make this sport were so attractive, both in pay and in participation with players in the state of Georgia. Thank you, Lindsay. That's what teamwork makes the dream work. That they wanted to provide a platform for these athletes that are premier, top-of-the-line athletes that have been playing in the state of, been playing across the country for major programs like Texas, Georgia Tech, Kentucky, Kansas, Missouri, LSU, Howard University, all of these top volleyball programs. When these young ladies would graduate, either their career was over and they would have to become a coach, or they would have to go overseas to play volleyball professionally. That is no longer the case. Atlanta is one of the first of several cities that has a professional volleyball team. And it has taken off in spectacular fashion. The Vibe is on an impressive win streak. Its fan base is exploding. They have sold out games in Gas South Arena. And tonight, our 8-3 Vibe have claimed the top spot in the Pro Volleyball Federation, the pro league that has made Atlanta one of seven cities, with teams competing for a coveted national championship in its historic inaugural 2024 season. And let's talk about the players. Can we bring the player lineup here?
Absolutely.
Because tonight's match is against the Orlando Valkyries. They have a tough name, Lindsay, to live
they
up
do.
To.
Do
you even know what Valkyrie means?
I thought I did,
uh-huh.
But then I realized I didn't.
We did a little research ourselves.
Yes.
Because what is a Valkyrie? It means chooser of the slain. So I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going to say they're not slaying nothing but a big L tonight, because the Vibe has all of the winning pieces in place. The Vibe's roster is comprised of some of the best volleyball players in the world. The Vibe is currently leading the Pro Volleyball Federation. And Lindsay, you already have some of your favorites.
I do. Let's talk about Kentucky standout outside hitter Leah Edmond.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that goes to my heart because I was a college outside hitter. So I can put myself there, obviously, not at her level. She is incredible. Let's not go there.
6'2", I believe she is.
Yes, and she played professionally in Puerto Rico in 2021 and 2022. She also competed in the Athletes Unlimited League this year, one of the soon-to-be three pro leagues soon to be established. She was the first player to sign with the Pro Volleyball Federation back in May. So
I remember
she started this
when they had their big announcement at Atlantic Station, and they had their first initial players, including Leah Edmond. Mm-hmm. And these were all faces for athletes in Georgia, because when we go watch volleyball games, we're watching Georgia Tech, or we're watching UGA, or we're watching Emory, or
Kennesaw.
We're watching Kennesaw State.
Yep.
And so these were faces that many of the fans who were at Atlantic Station were not familiar with. That is no longer the case. Leah Edmond is a rock star on the hardwood floor. She has a killer attack, having that height where she's about 6'2", 6'3", where she towers over the competition with the ball hitting the floor up to 80 to 90 miles per hour.
Yeah, and she's hitting 10-foot line. Let's talk about that.
What is a 10-foot line?
10
for those
line,
who don't know.
So right off of the net, uh-huh. You have that 10-foot line. That's usually where you start your approach. That's like back row is behind that 10-foot line. When you're hitting, you're behind that 10-foot line. But to hit in front of it on the other side, that's a vertical. That's a snap of the wrist. That takes some real skill.
And how difficult is it for the opposition to defend a type of Leah Edmond hit when she's hitting the 10-foot line?
Oh, you sit there and pray that your blockers are timing right and positioned right to protect your face.
Yeah. Well, let's talk about also the Pro Volleyball Federation. It has a long way to go because these players, Leah Edmond, she actually went overseas. You said she played in Puerto Rico for 2 years.
Yep.
She is now playing for the Atlanta Vibe. She made the decision that she wanted to stay home and play where her family can come and see her play, but took a pay cut. Because pro volleyball in the United States has a long way to go before it's commensurate with male professional sports. The base salary for many of the players that you see here on your screen, they're only making about $60,000 with bonuses at the end of the season. The Atlanta Vibe has made a very conscious effort along with the Pro Volleyball Federation starting in the year of 2025. Besides the base pay, the marquee, the cornerstone players of the squad will be making low six figures, which is huge. For this sport.
For women's volleyball.
Yes. You get paid to do what you love.
Yep.
Let's talk about more fan favorites. You want to bring those up? Bring that roster up just one more time.
Let me go right back to that.
One of my favorites, my daughter has had the privilege of being able to train with her personally. She is a part-time coach at Tsunami Volleyball Club, which is in the state of Georgia. She is a former Pitt standout, second-year pro, outside hitter, Lekator member Monet. And her last meeting with the Orlando Valkyries, they know to be very fearful
of what she is
going to bring.
They're trying to be ready. Let's say that.
They're going to try to be ready because what my daughter and a lot of other volleyball players here in Georgia love about Lekator and why she is becoming a huge fan favorite with the young volleyball players with local clubs here is that Lekator is an undersized hitter.
Yes.
Stands 5'7" tall. Yes. She's shorter than both of us.
Yes.
But when she jumps with her vertical, she can block a 6'3" tall volleyball player with no problem at all.
Yes.
I've looked at her personally watching her play and I've seen her train other girls. Her thighs are like tree trunks because it's just nothing but muscle.
That's called a volleyball thigh.
Is that what it's called?
Yeah, we call it a volleyball thigh. Even when I stop playing volleyball, I'm still going to have volleyball thighs. Uh-huh. I'm going to just keep saying that.
Is that just from doing the squats and the work?
Because it's all of it.
Her power, when she jumps off the floor and when you're watching from the ground level, you're like, how in the heck does Lekator get that high?
Yeah. I mean, I'll say going back to coaching, I coached for 8 years. From young starting volleyball, not knowing, like, you know, hiding from the ball, scared of the ball, all the way up to, you know, some high 18-year-olds like who are killing it. Like your daughter, she's young, but she's destroying right now. And one thing you teach is it matters using your lower body.
Yeah.
If you're just jumping without getting down and exploding up, you're not going to go as far. Just like when you're hitting, you have to put your whole body, your whole shoulder into it to get that power. Otherwise, you don't have the power.
Well, Lekator has the power. And in her last meeting with the Orlando Valkyries, she scored 23 points in her season. Best performance to date, finishing with 19 kills on 45 attacks. Her hitting percentage off the chain. She also hit two blocks. And we talked about her vertical, but let's also talk about the new setter that the Orlando Vibe has added to the team. They traded off veteran Tori Dilfer, her father, professional football player. Mr. Dilfer. I'll just say his last name.
Let's do that.
But he was a professional NFL player, an investor in the Pro Volleyball Federation. Mm-hmm. His daughter just happens to be extremely talented, Tori Dilfer. She's been traded to Columbus, where she is going to be playing with former Texas standout, Asia. I can't think of her last... Asia... Oh, gosh. She's the one who had the heart surgery. She came from Drive Nation in Dallas.
Oh, she just went out
she
there.
She just graduated from Texas. She is now the star at Columbus. She's going to be the set. Tori Dilfer is going to be her setter. They're going to be an offensive threat. But the new setter for the Atlanta Vibe is 6 foot setter Marley Monseres. Mm-hmm. She set a season record with 47 assists and 17 digs against Orlando. This was just in the last match they had. She's now hoping to have the same kind of success in Gas South Arena.
Yeah, absolutely. And let's talk about 6'3", Russian standout. I'm going to butcher this. I know I am.
That's okay.
I practice.
We love her though. Anna. Anna.
Anna. We're going to go with Anna. So she is a 10th year pro, made her Pro Volleyball Federation debut at my old stomping grounds, some Grand Rapids, Michigan.
Right.
We're not going to go too far into that because we're about to play them. Mm-hmm. So yeah, we're just going to leave it at that. I came from Grand Rapids. But yeah, she leads the team with 25 kills and 59 attacks. That's huge.
Yeah.
59 attacks. That, to explain, if you don't know volleyball, attack is when you hit that ball that is down or they shank it. That's not two touches.
So the kill is the actual point.
Yes. Yeah, but you are attacking that ball. Like, either, like, those are some high numbers against the competition you're playing.
And these are all girls who were the creme de la creme coming out of their respective colleges.
D1 colleges. We're talking.
So this is not, if you've been to a volleyball game at a rec league or at a middle school or a high school, it can be competitive. But the game at the professional level is so fast. And I think that's part of the attraction why the sport is growing exponentially in the U.S. is because, no shame, and I'm not talking down about soccer or the WNBA, but they have their struggles in attracting crowds for the female side of the sport.
Yeah.
Women's volleyball at Gas South Arena, they have the capacity to hold 13,000 people in that arena, and it has been sold out consistently since the season has started.
Yeah.
And I think part of the attraction why women's volleyball has exploded is because the game is so fast.
Yeah.
And you see the athleticism of these women playing. This is almost as exciting as watching March Madness right now, that other March activity
that, other thing
that is on our station on 46. But former Florida standout. Let's talk about this UCLA standout.
Yeah.
She has a strong fan base. The male blocker, Magdalena Jelarova.
Oh, yeah.
She's
Washington State
grad.
Yep.
This is her rookie season. She just graduated from college.
Yeah.
She started against Vegas at home back on March 9th. Mm-hmm. Finished with the team season high, 7 blocks. Finished with the season best of 17 points. The middle blocker, the offense with the setter. Then you've got Leah Edmond. You've got Lekator. Yeah. And then you've got that
Shelley, back middle blocker.
You've got the middle blocker, but you've also have, because we always say this, defense sells. Defense wins championships. Yeah. Offense sells the tickets.
Yeah.
And the defense of this team rides on the shoulders of an Ivy League standout. One of my absolute favorite players stands at 5'7". She is a fireball. Morgan Hines. She's 5 foot, not actually,
five
I said 5'7".
Yeah,
I said
height.
She's 5'9". She's your height.
Yeah.
And you
give
know,
her, give her those 2 inches.
If you've
please.
Ever met a team of volleyball players and you think, gosh, these girls are so tall, this is a tall girl sport. So if you have a daughter who is tall and she feels awkward about her height, I mean, all kids who are tall have gone through this. You've gone through it. You're 5'9".
Yeah. Middle school. I hit 5'10 in middle school.
Right. And so you kind of look, you're looked at as, why are you so tall? Yep. You know, you're awkward. But then you get on the volleyball court and you see a sea of girls who look just like you, are taller than you, and you're like, I'm at home.
Yep. Well, and it takes a minute. It takes a minute, I'll say, in middle school when I hit that growth spurt and I was just all arms, all legs. What do you do with that? And it takes a minute to really get your body to know what you're doing. Otherwise, I'm also double jointed, so that didn't work in my favor. But it takes a minute. But then once your body knows what you're doing, those girl and those long arms, long wingspan.
Right. It will serve you well in the sport of volleyball. It has served Morgan Hines well. She's 5'9". She's a libero. Some people call it internationally libero.
It's a libero.
A libero. But Morgan is a fourth year pro from Stanford. She's been to the game. I've been to the games. I've watched her. Volleyball is where she dominates that backcourt. She is a big game changer for the Atlanta Vibe. I think this is what's going to help them stand out with the Orlando Valkyrie. The girls are just incredible at playing this game together. Even though they came from all different areas of the country, the head coach, Todd, along with the staff, they have worked hard to give this team collectiveness, the teamwork, the synergy. They work together. This is why the Atlanta Vibe right now is the number one team in the Pro Volleyball Federation. And we're hoping that tonight's win, that we'll do it again.
Absolutely. And tonight, we got to talk about Peachtree Sports Network a little bit more.
Okay, let's do that.
This is our pregame. We're getting you ready for this game. If you are not in that stadium right now, which a lot of people are, I have over a dozen friends there right now just waiting for that game to get underway. But if you're at home, you can watch this because Gray Television, our parent company, we have Peachtree Sports Network.
And this is exciting. The Peachtree Sports Network has now the home to the Atlanta Vibe. Yep. We're home to the Atlanta Hawks. We are home to Atlanta United, I believe.
Yep.
Correct?
Yep.
And I'm hoping we get the Braves here.
We have hockey. We have soccer. We have
lacrosse. Is lacrosse added to
that? We have lacrosse.
We're all things sports. You no longer have to look. Where can we find local sports in Georgia? Gray TV, our parent company, has made an effort to make sure that every Georgia fan will get the sport that they love covered on Peachtree Sports Network. And tonight is the debut of the Atlanta Vibe.
Yes, it's the first one. We've been waiting for this. Sean and I talk volleyball almost every day in the newsroom. People are like, oh, enough volleyball. Not enough volleyball. And now our company partnered with Atlanta Vibe. So we're doing this pre-show. We have 6 minutes.
We only have six minutes left?
We only have 6 minutes left, Sean.
Oh, my gosh. I still have more to talk about.
We have more to talk about. But let me tell you where to watch this game, because it's not streaming right after this. If you're watching this on YouTube, if you're watching us on Roku, Apple TV, it does not just automatically come on.
Right.
You gotta go see Peachtree Sports Network. But let me say, it's available over the air on channel 17.2 if you have Spectrum, Xfinity, and YouTube TV. That's 17.2. PSN also broadcast over the air. You said all the cities, literally everywhere we have a station, but you can watch. Oh, here it is. I got it. Atlanta Dream. We have College Park Skyhawks.
Yes.
That's the NBA. We have Atlanta Gladiators, Savannah Ghosts Pirates, Georgia
Swarm. I want us to get the Savannah Bananas.
Oh,
I am crazy about the Savannah Bananas. I hope we get Peachtree.
Yeah, if you don't know Savannah Bananas,
we need to get them too.
Yeah, they're always dancing and they're like, it's a good time. It's baseball, so we'll talk about that next time. We're still on volleyball here, but you can go Peachtree Sports Network. Look it up. You can watch it on our streaming platforms. But go Spectrum.
Xfinity,
YouTube TV, 17.2.
And Roku TV. And also, tonight is the first of four games that will be airing on Peachtree Sports Network. Tonight's game against the Orlando Valkyries, it's going to start. We're just minutes away. It starts tonight at 7 o'clock, Wednesday, March 27th. Mark your calendars because the Vibe will go head-to-head against the Columbus Fury. That is where Tori Dilfer is now the setter that was with the Atlanta Vibe. They will play that game at 7 p.m. It's going to be interesting to watch them because, your former player, you got to go head-to-head with them. Then the next matchup is Tuesday, April the 16th. That's going to be at 7 p.m. That's going to be against your city, Lindsay.
Oh, yeah.
Grand Rapids.
Yeah.
The Grand Rapids Rise, your old stomping ground. And the final game is Thursday, May 2nd, 7 p.m. at Gas South Arena. That is in Duluth. And that's also going to be a happy birthday to you, Lindsay, because that's your birthday.
Yeah. Yeah. May 19th. I'm gearing up for that weekend because if I get to watch them, this game, I'm going to try to be there in person. I would love to watch on Peachtree Sports Network, and I will when I cannot be there in person. But it's a vibe.
It's a vibe. I like to say it's a vibe.
It's a vibe.
We cannot begin to say how thrilled we are to bring pro volleyball to all of Atlanta. Peachtree Sports Network is the only live local sports network. And in the words of our general manager, Eric Schrader, pro volleyball in Atlanta is a win for us. It's a win for the Vibe. And it's a win for Atlanta sports fans. We are excited about this. Make sure you tune over. The game starts in less than 4 minutes, less than 90 seconds. The Atlanta Vibe will air on channel 17.2. We're also on Spectrum, Xfinity, YouTube TV, and then Peachtree Sports Network. We're broadcasting the Atlanta Vibe game statewide. You can watch it in Albany, Augusta, Columbus, Macon, and Savannah, Georgia.
All of them. Yes. All of them. You can watch it. You cannot avoid volleyball. We're going to make sure of that.
Well, I have this wonderful video that I hope that we can show. It shows you the hype and the athleticism and the power of these girls that are these six women who are playing on the court, these starters tonight, including Leah, also the middle blocker, Morgan, who is the libero, as some would say. We're going to let you watch them as they prepare. Our Atlanta Vibe takes on the Orlando Valkyrie tonight. In less than 60 seconds.